This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Goldman Sachs just had a blockbuster quarter. Profits, as measured by net income, hit $1.9 billion, twice the performance of the quarter before. Goldman made money on trading, commodities, currencies, bonds, and in investment banking. On Tuesdays, it's Julie Niemann, analyst, Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. How's by you, Julie?
Just fine.
You know, where they're doing the happy dance this morning, down the street at Goldman Sachs, you saw the investment powerhouse saying this morning that profits doubled last quarter?
Huge increase. Blew away analyst estimates, you know, by almost a whole buck. So this has really set Wall Street abuzz here because they have clearly, totally recovered.
Buck per share. Somebody at Goldman Sachs seems to know how to trade and how to make money off of it.
Well, that's exactly how they're making money, through trading operations and also through underwriting. So Goldman Sachs has kind of showed that market volatility has really been able to be very profitable for them. And of course, they're very big in the derivatives business as well, and that's highly profitable.
Now, earnings from many banks have been coming in strongly in recent days. But the thing is, Goldman Sachs is a different animal from, say, a Citigroup. Citigroup also takes deposits, and that's an important distinction.
Citigroup and Bank of America and others of that size basically are traditional banks, but they're one-stop shopping banks as well. Both of them have diversified heavily into a multitude of other businesses, and that's part of the problem, how they got into trouble.
And so you think we're out of the woods yet? I mean, we've had all these fine profit reports in the last week.
It is, but you've got Citigroup and several other banks. Barclays Bank, Deutsche Bank are zombie banks right now. We're looking at a lot of the huge investment banks still having very risky loan portfolios. And since there's so little disclosure and poor liquidity, we don't know the size of that risk out there.
Julie Niemann, analyst, Smith Moore & Company, thank you so much.
You bet.